This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We do find it sort of rather odd that, there are quite a few people in the bureaucracy who have ostensibly a salary of a few hundred thousand dollars, but somehow manage to accrue tens of millions of dollars in net worth while they are in that position, which is, you know, what happened to USAID. We're just curious as to where it came from. Maybe they're very good at investing, in which case we should take their investment advice, perhaps. But there seems to be mysteriously they get wealthy. We don't know why. Where do they come from? I think the reality is that they're getting wealthy at taxpayer expense. That's the honest truth of it.
Wow. I don't know about you, but my guess is alcohol sales are spiking in Washington, D.C. right now. Let's get to Chad Pergram, senior congressional correspondent for Fox News. Chad, how are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, every day now, I think for the past week, there's been a new protest with people screaming at Donald Trump and Elon Musk and dropping F-bombs and everything. The Democrats are dogging Elon Musk over this Doge thing.
Yeah, every day there's a demonstration. Again, there's two ways to look at this. Number one, Democrats are saying, look, we don't think that they are following the Constitution. It's pretty clear that Congress has the power of the purse, and they just can't go in unilaterally and cut this money and take this action. There is a little bit of leniency given to administrations, given to the executive branch, and that's fair. But Democrats think this is too far. Here's the political problem for Democrats. Generally, the public seems to embrace this and like this, to get hung up on these things. I don't want to call them technicalities because it is serious. But to talk about the details here, talk about the process, that's usually not a winning argument, even if they're right about the Constitution. So I pose this question to Chuck Schumer yesterday. I said, I understand the concerns about adhering to the Constitution and, you know, checks and balances and division of power between the executive branch and the legislative branch. I said, but are you guys missing the political ball? And he kind of sloughed that off a little bit, saying, no, he said, people will start to understand this when they start to impact veterans benefits or health care benefits for the elderly or whatnot. And maybe that's true. You know, I mean, sometimes when you build an opposition like this, the benefits are not obvious right away.
Yes.
Obviously, the administration has the upper hand right now. They're new in town. There's usually a bit of a grace period or a honeymoon given to administrations. We're probably in that period right now. But if this does start to impact people in a way that is adverse, or they talk about the price of eggs and food and everything else, they don't start to see differences there. Well, who are they going to blame? You know who.
It's true. Now, Russell Vogt is now confirmed at OMB, right? That's got to be another
Yes.
big blow to them.
Yeah, they kept the Senate in session all night just to run out all the time on that last week. And they're very concerned that, you know, from some of his plans, he might be the biggest advocate and has said as much in certain circumstances, maybe recalibrating the tension between the executive branch and the legislative branch as it pertains to spending. Today, expect big time fireworks. The first subcommittee on DOGE has its hearing. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republican from Georgia, chairs that subcommittee. Jasmine Crockett, who's a Democrat from Texas, has indicated that this will be a brawl. So, if you want to tune in, that could be very interesting TV to watch. A little more tamer, the Senate Budget Committee is starting to prep its budget blueprint. This is the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. And I talk about tension. There is tension between the Republican House and the Republican Senate. Because Lindsey Graham, the chairman of that budget committee in the Senate, he's moving ahead with his plan, and it doesn't quite match what the House has put together. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, has expressed his displeasure at Graham moving ahead. Graham brought in Tom Homan, the border czar, and also the aforementioned Russ Vogt yesterday to make the case for $175 billion in extra spending to deal with the border for the next couple of years. And meantime, the Republicans, the jury is still out as to whether or not they can get their budget through a committee tomorrow. You know, as I always say, it's about the math. And I talked to a member of the budget committee this morning on the Republican side, and I said, what's your forecast? And they said, well, I do believe in miracles. So there is tension between the Republicans in the House and the Republicans in the Senate.
And I understand, not to get off the subject because I have one more question on it, but they delayed Tulsi Gabbard's vote because of the snow last night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Her vote would have come about 12:31 in the morning. It's still snowing lightly in Washington. There's pretty good snowfall here in D.C., and so she will be confirmed this morning. That vote will be at 11 o'clock Eastern time, 10 Central, and then they will break the filibuster on the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for HHS Secretary. His confirmation vote will come tomorrow. And what they did call off, though, because of the snow, was the confirmation hearing for the Labor Secretary nominee, who might have some pushback from Republicans. We believe there might be as many as 15 Republicans who do not like Lori Chavez Dreamer, who is up for that position because she is too pro-labor.
Huh.
Her hearing will be next week, postponed today because of the snow.
Yeah, Chad Pergram with us this morning up on Capitol Hill. Chad, I probably got a couple minutes left here. I can't think of anybody better to explain this in layman's terms. To people watching this from the outside, they see DOGE making all these recommended cuts and the left screaming, you can't do that, Congress can. Well, we control Congress now. Why can't they just make this part of the reconciliation bill?
Well, certain things would fit into reconciliation. And I asked House Speaker Mike Johnson that very question yesterday. I said, will some of those things be codified? You know, because, and that's where Republicans are saying, yeah, you know, we will, you know, control some of the spending on this. You're right. But so far, most Republicans have been willing to give deference to them. You know, I asked Johnson a question last week. I said, for years, we have heard Republicans grouse on Capitol Hill about unelected bureaucrats making decisions in the executive branch. I said, so is that inconsistent? Now, suddenly we have ceded all this power to Elon Musk. And Johnson said, well, I think the media is making too big a deal out of that. He said, I don't think that we're doing that. But that's something I have heard privately from some Republicans, which is why I asked Johnson that very question.
Yeah.
You know, whether you like Elon Musk or not, that is the argument that Republicans made for years. And now suddenly they have somebody who has more control over the federal government, who is a, quote, unelected bureaucrat, and they're willing to be hands off, at least for the time being.
Hmm.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chad, we always appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Chad Pergram there up on the Capitol Hill this morning. Seems like a fair question. I can't imagine Chip Roy and all these guys aren't chomping at the bit to help institute some of these cuts that have been recommended. So that hearing today between Marjorie Taylor Greene and the congresswoman there out of Texas, ought to be,
Crack.
I'm sure we'll have some great MGT or MTG and Jasmine Crockett bites tomorrow morning.
I feel like these congressional hearings have become almost like must-watch TV.
Is.
Like, when have they been that exciting where people actually want to sit down and watch a hearing?
Wow.
Kim,
I know.
Do you like that picture of Chad?
Oh, that is a good picture.
Let me go check.
Is that doctored?
No, it's an action shot.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Kidding
Capitol
for
building.
Fox up there. Kim, we're going to get to, we moved Kim on a whim so we could fit in Chad Pergram right there, but we're going to do that at 8:20. What are we talking about?
Let's talk about the New Jersey teachers who were under fire for wearing these T-shirts that said Gulf of America. Should they be allowed to wear them?
I love it. We'll get to all that and more for you coming up after the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.